was the thing, that right there would have been probably $100,000.
Oh, probably more.
Even more, yeah.
Probably
like,
more.
Show up,
he's not
smile,
flying
wave,
somewhere for
and
$100,000. He makes $100,000 while you ask him.
Not a good point. Good point.
I mean,
well, he makes $50 million or so. So
yeah.
He probably makes about, what would that be, like $700,000 a game?
Yeah, but that's just on the court. I mean, these
exactly.
people make so
oh, no,
much
no
off
doubt,
of the court.
No doubt.
I mean, quick aside, 20-second story. I was helping out with like Southern California Golf Association
mm-hmm.
years ago, and I ended up doing some events with TaylorMade, the golf company TaylorMade.
Oh yeah.
All right, we're putting on an event. They're putting out a
not
new
Taylor
driver.
Mays, no, USC.
Not TaylorMade's the bust of a safety. No, TaylorMade, the golf company. Sorry,
thank
Lucas.
You.
Anyway, TaylorMade. Long story short. It gets to a point, I know somebody who's like, I don't know, sort of loosely involved with Will Ferrell. TaylorMade says to me, call them and offer, like if you can get Will Ferrell to come to the event, you tell them we'll pay him $100,000, and he needs to be here for 20 minutes.
Mm.
$100,000.
And this is 10 years ago, roughly.
More,
yeah.
More.
Okay.
So I tell my people, will you just put that in front of Will? $100,000. He could be here for 20 minutes. Next day they come back. Yeah. He's just not available that night.
Mm.
These people will turn down six figures in the snap of a finger.
For 20 minutes.
So what got right. him to get on a plane and come to the Bay Area? I bet it was a lot. Now, I know, and it's fun. I know a lot of people are like, you know, would he come all the way out here just for that? Probably. I don't know what his presence here in the Bay Area would have to do with, brokering some sort of a deal anyway. The good news on it is this. What I said on the crossover is true. If Giannis were to come here, it's because Giannis told the Bucks, you have to send me there. The Warriors cannot compete on the open market for Giannis. They do not have the package that the Spurs and the Rockets can offer.
Right.
Like, not even close.
But you know that the open market is not an open market when you're dealing with players like this. The open market is actually a closed market, because if Giannis got an offer from, I don't know, Charlotte, and Charlotte wanted to do, like, everything they could, and it's probably a bad example because they don't really have assets, but if Charlotte had the best possible offer, it's not an open market, because Giannis would say, no, we're not doing Charlotte.
Well,
we're not doing Washington.
He can't
we're not
say
doing.
No, he can't. Like, the Bucks could trade him anywhere,
sure.
anywhere they want.
And he could decide to not play basketball anymore.
Well, right. Or not sign an extension.
Right.
So that, like, he's got 2 years left on his deal, which is interesting.
Yep.
You know anybody else who has 2 years left on their deal?
Well, and I looked at their deals, and did you know that the Jimmy Butler contract and the Giannis contract next year, dollar for dollar, are identical.
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 Right, which actually works against the Warriors.
I guess,
because
in theory.
There's no way in hell the Bucks are going to be like, sure, Jimmy for Giannis, straight up. Terrible deal, obviously. And that's kind of what
sure.
I'm getting at.
Well,
Giannis is going to need, the Bucks will need to say, yes, we'll work with you. And Giannis would need to say, you need to send me there. And if they do that, then there's a way to do it. And is it with Butler? Or is it without Butler? Do you sign and trade Jonathan Kuminga for $30 million and then throw in other players, Pods, Moody picks,
whatever.
Other things like
yeah.
that? That's probably what the Bucks would want. And then you're left with three superstars and like 10 minimum contracts is essentially what you'd have to do. So very complex, doable, like allowed to do it, mathematically could do it, but put all that of aside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because this is mythical right now, and I'm fine with that. I would what sort of has bugged me about the conversation today is I would do any trade that brings Giannis to the Warriors, but I would do that because it's Giannis. Period. What has seemingly developed, at least to my ear, listening to everybody talk about this today, is that in some way this is now being directed at Jimmy Butler. This is, we need Giannis because Jimmy Butler did not do enough. He did not do what the Warriors need him to do. And I'm bummed that that's the way the conversation has gone, because if that's how you're viewing Jimmy Butler, who came here to play with Steph Curry, and now in some way he disappoints you or whatever word you would use, because he couldn't, in a short sample of 1 week and four games in the playoffs, he couldn't win a game kind of by himself without Steph Curry. I don't know, man. Like, I think that's unfair to Jimmy Butler. That's all.
Well, for me, it's looking at who Jimmy is, and Jimmy's a great player. And when Jimmy came here as the Robin, for lack of a better way to describe it, because he described himself as such, when he's Robin to Steph's Batman, you are great. When Steph goes out and you need a Batman and Jimmy Butler is a Robin, he's not able to do that. And you saw it in the playoffs, and not that he could have, you know, shot it 34 times and you would have won all those games and advanced without Steph Curry. I'm not saying that, but you could have had somebody who stepped up, Jimmy Butler, and maybe led you to one win and been more aggressive offensively. And so I look at if it's Jimmy or Giannis, and I don't want to get into all the machinations of what a trade would be like and, you know, what Milwaukee would want. It would obviously be more of a 3 or 4 team or 5 team. Maybe. Who knows what it would be.
It would be a more of a complex deal.
For me, it comes down to, would you rather have Giannis or Jimmy? And, you know, for me, I would rather have Giannis, guy who, if Steph Curry gets hurt, and even if it meant no Jimmy and no Kuminga and no 3 first-round picks, but you get Giannis out of that, I'd rather have that. That way, if Steph gets hurt, you've got somebody who can be that guy, because Jimmy Butler, right now, he's not somebody, at least what we've seen, somebody who's willing to step forward and be that dude when the number one guy goes out.
I like that you said at least that we've seen, because that is response number one. When you keep saying Jimmy can't do that, I'm like, no, Jimmy didn't do that. He didn't do that in this 1 week, in this small sample, with these teammates, in this moment. It didn't happen. Does that mean he could never do it? I don't believe it means that, number one. But number two, it's almost like, if that's the question you're going to arrive at, you and I are going to have the same answers, just for very different reasons. Would I rather have Giannis or Jimmy? Who in the hell would say Jimmy to that? Nobody would say that. Giannis is better. He's bigger. He's younger. He's a former MVP. He's freaking Giannis. Like, of course you'd rather have Giannis. But if in some way that leads you down the road of, because Jimmy can't X or Jimmy can't Y, I don't buy that. I don't buy that Jimmy can't still be a one in certain spots. I look at Giannis has not been successful as a one for the last 4 years. He's done bupkis. He's been disappointing. He's been knocked out of playoff rounds very, very early when he doesn't have the right teammates. So that's all I'm saying. I don't want to make Giannis's wooing about Jimmy's failures. That to me doesn't seem fair. And in general, in the NBA, when you do have a Batman and you lose him, you don't have a Batman waiting in the wings. NBA teams don't just get that. You don't have, like, if Batman goes down, here's our other Batman who's sitting here waiting in the wings. Like, usually if you lose your Batman, you're out. You're out. Jason Tatum, you're out. Steph Curry, you're out. You lost your Batman. So I don't know if I would structure a team that way, where it's like, I've got to go find Batman 2. Do you know what I mean?
I get it, but you're trying to maximize the Steph Curry window. And yeah. So two things would happen if you brought in Giannis instead of Jimmy. You have a 30-year-old who you could theoretically extend beyond Steph Curry, and you could have him be your new centerpiece, because we know that when Steph leaves and Jimmy and Draymond and Steve Kerr, whatever, two things will happen. Either you bring in somebody who's going to try to replace them as a star, or you go into a full rebuild mode. And we think that, you know, Joe Lacob is not going to want to go into that rebuild mode. And so if you replace Jimmy Butler with Giannis, a 30-year-old, 31, at least going forward beyond Steph Curry, you would have that guy to bridge the gap between Steph Curry and the next era.
Let's talk this out, y'all. We're sponsored by Ceramani Ford. I think Giannis is the backdrop, but the question we're kind of getting to is, if in some way what happened at the end of this year, did this sour your taste of Jimmy Butler after what he brought to town? And is he now not enough? Is that not enough to be the Warriors too? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls. What's the slate situation, Lucas? What do we end up on with that?
Today's a mess for him. He offered for tomorrow, but
okay,
we're a little busy tomorrow.
So, yeah, Mark Schlereth is going to join us at 4:15. he is in love with some things that the Niners are doing. You're going to want to hear this. But let's keep talking this out right now. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.